May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A new departure for Rome Resources announced today. Paul Barrett joins us to tell us more. The company's taken some ground in New Brunswick. Hello, Paul. Tell us what's happening.
Hi, Alistair. Yes, well, I mean, the company, you know, our strategy is to always follow the geology, follow the minerals. And in this particular play, which is a tin, tungsten and indium play, there's some really good potential. And it's a very low cost entry. And it's exploration that will be a bit of a slow burn. So it won't really impact our DRC operations at all. You know, that's, we're still drilling there and we're getting the cassiterite intercepts, and we'll be drilling for probably another 2 or 3 weeks and then move on to the resource. So it's not going to impact that. But it, what it will do is give us an entry into a really interesting new tin play, which, as I say, we follow the geology rather than the jurisdiction in this one.
Yes, in your release this morning, I noticed it said Rome Resources, the DRC-focused tin play. So you remain very clear about that in what you've put
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely, yeah.
But then you do go on to detail this New Brunswick acquisition, which, as I understand it, sort of follows hot on the trails of some talks at PDAC.
Well, we've been looking at new ventures for a while. I mean, it's always something that is in the background to our thought process because, of course, with DRC and this drilling and developing the tin resource, there will ultimately be a transaction that involves monetizing this tin in Kalai and Montagoma. And then, you know, what do we do next? So I think the clear focus on this is to look at what we might be doing in a few years' time. It's a very slow burn, but we are definitely focused on DRC. But it's flagging that we're looking towards the future in terms of potential shareholder value beyond the DRC projects.
So let's talk about the new transaction then for a little bit. First of all, it's quite a significant amount of ground, isn't it? I mean, the square kilometre footprint, sizable.
It is. Of course, the area next to Mount Pleasant, which is the legacy of the old BHP tungsten mine with the undeveloped tin. I mean, we picked up ground right next to that. So this is exploration ground. There's not much been done on it. But if you look at the trendology in terms of the way that the granites, the caldera and the tin system is coming through, it looks to have potential, even though, as I say, it's virgin ground. But so it's a big area. Yeah, it's a big area to start with, and then we'll high grade as we go along. The other area is a little more advanced because we've seen grison, we've seen tin and tungsten in surface samples. So that's definitely more advanced. And again, we've taken the whole trend. So we'll, you know, cherry pick as we go along as to what the best parts of it are. But I think that's the right approach in terms of early stage exploration, is to take a fairly large area and then fine tune it as you go along.
You mentioned the samples there. Some of the grades from the samples have actually been quite encouraging, albeit that they are only samples.
They are. I mean, the ground, you know, the topography is it's not particularly mountainous, but it is quite forested, and so access to outcrop is a little bit limited. So, you know, it's quite interesting that you can come up with these 1.5% tin grades in surface samples just from what is basically the flow, the soil sampling. But what we need to do, I think, is do a much more rigorous surface sampling in terms of soil sampling. At the moment, it's just been here, there, and everywhere, where people can close to a track or something like that. It's not hugely scientific, so that's what it requires, I think, in terms of next step exploration.
So you mentioned the cost of this transaction not being too onerous. I think there's a large component of shares and a small component of cash. Perhaps you'd like to characterize that in a bit more detail.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, from a UK perspective, I mean, if you look at those numbers, of course, the Canadian dollar is only just above half, 50p, 55p. So, it is a very cost-effective entry, and I think the owner, the current owner, does understand that the value is going to be in the exploration that we money that we put in the ground and what we get out of it at the end. So they will keep a net smelter return, effectively a royalty on it. So I think it works very well. And because we don't have to put a lot of money in up front, then we can spend money on exploration, which is what we want to do.
And how much will you be spending on exploration on this new Canadian venture?
Well, probably we will come around to drilling probably in year two or year three. And that, I think if we budget something like 1 million Canadian over the whole 3 years, it's about half a million sterling.
Right. So, as we mentioned earlier in the conversation, then the real focus financially, as well as in terms of activity, remains in the DRC.
Absolutely. I mean, we've raised since the reverse takeover, we've raised 10 million effectively sterling, which the vast majority of that has gone into the ground in the DRC. And we continue to do that. And until the point where we monetize the project by a trade sale or something like that, we will continue to, that'll be the focus, yeah.
And finally, to wrap up, Paul, perhaps you could help us close out by summarizing what sort of news flow you expect from Rome in the coming months.
Well, we expect after we complete the drilling, which, as I say, is probably 2 or 3 weeks away, the assays, the samples will go out. We've had some delays on getting some of the XRF readings, but we'll all catch up with that over the next few days, and then we'll send the assays. They'll come back, and we should have a resource update in May, hopefully, probably towards the end of May. And then we'll see where we go from there. And certainly, in terms of the project going forward, Kalai would then probably be ready for a transaction in terms of looking at the tin monetization. And we could potentially be looking at releasing some value to invest further into Montegoma and develop that, the polymetallic side of it, which would be a different outlet really for the commodity. So there's a bit of flexibility and a bit of optionality there during the summer, in which we'll then work out what we do for the rest of the year. As I say, the Canadian project is a slow burn. There'll be some field work, but it won't be as much news coming out of there as there will be out of DLC.
Well, we look forward to lots of activity and in a market which seems to be humming and lively, which is nice.
Yes, I mean, both Indaba and PDAC were very positive in terms of critical minerals, and that's really good.
Reasons to be cheerful. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Alison.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.